Saturday, June 20th. Okay, so I was dying to try Brianna's cookies. I nervously bit into one and held my breath. It was crunchy, sweet, and buttery, and it practically melted in my mouth. Mmm, these are delicious, I moaned. It was like I had bitten off a tiny piece of heaven. OMG! What did you put into these things?
It is a secret, darling. If I tell you, I will have to kill you with my cookie cutter. You will die a painful death of 1,000 cuts.
Never mind, I muttered as I took another bite. Miss Bri-Bri, this is amazing.
What's amazing? My dad asked sleepily.
He and my mom trudged into the kitchen for their morning cups of coffee. You guys have got to try these, I said, handing them both a cookie. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think your younger daughter is a cookie-baking prodigy.
Bonjour, I'm Miss Bri-Bri, the legendary pastry chef to the stars. Nice to meet you.
She shook Mom's and Dad's hands like they were new guests at her cafe. My parents winked at each other and played along.
Bon appetit, darlings. Please enjoy your cookies, Miss Bri-Bri smiled.
Suddenly, Mom and Dad didn't need coffee anymore. The sensational flavor of those mouth-watering cookies shocked them awake like a taser gun. We couldn't get enough.
These cookies are awesome.
We love Miss Bri-Bri's cookies. I had completely underestimated my little sister. She was not only a very talented and creative chef, but a future gourmet genius.
I can't believe you made these, Mom gushed. I'm so proud of you, sweetie. We need to save your recipe. What did you use?
Well, sugar, cinnamon, butter, vanilla, rainbow sprinkles, happy dog tender kibble with cheesy bits, chicken gizzards, and most importantly, my secret ingredient, Cap'n Crunch cereal.
Miss Bri-Bri beamed proudly. At first, we all just froze. Then slowly but surely, the significance of Miss Bri-Bri's highly unusual ingredients started to sink in. Even the weird shape of her cookies finally made sense to us. Mom, Dad, and I gagged, coughed, and spit out our cookies at exactly the same time.
Ew!
I think all three of us felt a little nauseated. Those cookies weren't shaped like little bows. They were bone-shaped. Doggy treats. Miss Bri-Bri was so proud of herself.
I call them Miss Bri-Bri's yummy cookies for dogs and their humans. They make your taste buds want to bark. Yes?
My taste buds want to slap you with a spatula, I yelled at her.
You just fed us doggy treats without telling us. This cafe has a very strict no slapping with spatulas policy, darling,
Miss Bri-Bri said nervously as she backed away from me.
Is it weirder that I just ate a doggy snack, or weirder that I want to eat another one? Dad asked as he stuffed two more cookies into his mouth. I can't get enough of these yummy things. I'm so ashamed.
I totally agree, dear. They are delish, Mom said as she snatched one out of his hand and popped it into her mouth.
I just stared at my parents. They were both snarfing down those doggy snacks like they hadn't eaten in weeks. Suddenly, I came to my senses.
Mom! Dad! I can't believe you guys! I yelled. Just stop it, please! You're hogging all the cookies!
I quickly grabbed some for myself before my parents ate them all.
What are you people doing? Miss Bribri scolded us. These cookies are for my two very important guests. A food critic from Z Newspaper and a rep from Z French Ambassador's office will be arriving very soon.
Yeah, right, I scoffed as I popped another doggy treat into my mouth.
I am very serious, Miss Bribri said as she whipped out her notepad and showed it to me.
I tried to read her sloppy scribbles.
This morning, a Mr. Brandon and a Mr. Andre made reservations for my cafe. They are friends of yours, yes?
OMG. I almost fainted right there on the spot.
They'll both be arriving here very soon, darling. And if they love my cookies, they'll give my cafe a 5-star review. Then I'll be even more famous than I already am, she giggled.
Miss Bribri had invited both Brandon and Andre to my house. I'm good friends with both of them, but they can't stand to be in the same room with each other. I totally freaked out and screamed.
No!
Sorry, but I'm freaking out again just writing about all this stuff. I really need to take a break. I'll continue this diary entry tomorrow.